KETX 98.9. We're live in Studio 1A with Austin's own Ola Podrida. Just released a brand new album, Ghosts Go Blind. I'm very excited to talk to them about it. But let's start off with the song.
This is the first song on the album. It's called Not Ready to Stop.
Thank you.
no fun.
I love the ebb and flow of that track. Ola Podrida live in Studio 1A here on KETX. Thanks again for coming. And I'm welcome to the new studio.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that the last time you guys stopped by, we were in the old studio, obviously.
Yep.
And you were just about to go on tour, the first U.S. tour that I think you guys did.
That was 3 summers ago, I think, which is crazy to think. It didn't feel that long ago.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that was right after your last album came out. And the new album, Ghosts Go Blind, just came out. What I wanted to know is, between that time, last time you were here, and obviously the writing of the new album and going on tour and stuff, how did going on tour, playing with a full band, influence the making of the new album and how it came to shape up?
For me, it definitely felt like the songs that were a little louder, a little noisier, a little more spacious, really working well live, and I think that it was definitely like we wanted to keep pursuing that direction for sure. Like, we were just kind of connecting really well in that regard.
I think, yeah, there's definitely more dynamics. It's more consistent sounding, definitely more percussive, and it comes across. It's really cool. And now that you're going on tour again, you know, what are you excited about this time around and how that's different than last time?
I'm excited to play a bunch of towns we never played before. I'm excited to play with Matt Clark. This would be our first tour with Matt. We've never really hit the Midwest. Be hitting Columbus, and we played Chicago like when the band was still in New York. I was the only member of the current band that was playing that show. That was like 2008, so it's been a long time since we've hit that area. So Columbus and Wisconsin, and playing Madison and St. Louis, just a bunch of places we've never been, so I'm excited for that. And then we're doing a West Coast tour with our friends, the Radar Brothers, in June, and I've never toured West Coast either, so I'm very excited.
And then you'll be coming back on June 23rd to play the Mohawk.
Yeah, again. Playing that with the Radar Brothers. That'll be the last one.
That's exciting. David, you have a very awesome day job in addition to playing with Ola Podrida, scoring movies, and this is something you've been doing for, what, 10 years or so?
Yeah, I think since the 90s.
What was the first one you did?
George Washington, which we were working on that fall of 99. Recording to 8-track half-inch tape, which I wonder if that was like the last film to be released that the score was recorded on 8-track.
It is very cool to be able to live in Austin and be able to do that instead of having to be based in LA or something.
Yeah, I definitely count my blessings every day as far as that goes, that I'm able to live in a place where like Jeff Nichols and David Green are two of the directors I work with a lot, and that they both live here. And
yeah, both those movies were in Sundance this year, right? I mean,
yeah, Prince Avalanche, which I scored with Explosions in the Sky, which was a lot of fun too. And then those guys live here, so yeah, I like living in New York. I used to live there for years, and I loved it. But it's also pretty nice to have the quality of life here and still be able to to do that.
Right. Yeah. Does writing for film without lyrics give you more of an advantage when you do sit down and write with Ola Podrida with lyrics? I mean, for example, how do you separate, you know, some of the music that you write for Ola Podrida, like the Blind of the Blues or the title track off the new album, seem like very spacious, lush songs that could be used in a soundtrack or in a score?
My songwriting really does stay pretty separate in that when I'm working on a film, I'm really pretty focused on the film. I'm not writing songs ever when I'm in the middle of scoring a film. I'm pretty focused on that project, and I'm just in the mindset of that. Even if something ends up sounding maybe that could be an Ola Podrida song, or an Ola Podrida song sounds like it could be for film, it's usually when I'm writing music, I'm definitely thinking of it in terms of I'm working on Ola Podrida, I'm working on songs for this project. And when I'm working on a score, like, I got tunnel vision on it for sure.
Does one influence the other at all, you think?
Yeah, certainly. I think the main influence that I think is tangible is that every film I have to do something pretty different every time. It's always the challenge of doing something unique and unto itself. And so I think that's kind of affected the way that I approach making records, is that I definitely don't want to just do the same thing I did last time. I'm thinking about it in terms of what can we do different this time.
Oh, he's setting the bar higher. Well, we'd love to hear another song. Once again, the new album is Ghosts Go Blind. It just came out. This is Ola Podrida live in Studio 1A. Thank you.
summer and fall. Feeling so strong, feeling like I's 10 feet tall.
Blind of the Blues from Ola Podrida from the brand new album Ghosts Go Blind, their third album. They'll be supporting it across the country over the next couple months. They'll be back June 23rd to play the Mohawk with the Radar Brothers. Thanks so much for coming in again, guys.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
A great pleasure to hear you guys. I want to thank Cliff Hargrove for engineering the session. You're listening to KUTX 98.9.